brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am not Alex Jones. I am the guest host today, Friday, July 27th. In the year 2012, I am Holland van den Nieuwenhoff. I am joined also by my fellow guest co-host, Chris Emery.
Thanks for having us. I want to thank the staff with AJ Productions. This is actually quite an honor to be here, and it's awesome. It's a great opportunity. We're going to have a lot of good information for you folks, so stay with us through 2 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. We were on the show earlier in the week. And afterwards, Alex asked us to guest host, and it is our honor and pleasure to fill in for him. This is actually, somewhat of a dream of mine. I've been listening to Alex Jones since 1999 when I first got out of the Marine Corps. Here in Austin, when I lived here, listening on the old KLBJ. And now here I am several years later, guest hosting one day for Alex Jones, and I can take this off the bucket list. I've done it. But we are here. We are, if you don't know, we are the producers and of the movie A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, which is the deconstruction of the official story of the Oklahoma City bombing. And it's the culmination of 16 years of active resistance to the official story by the truth seekers in Oklahoma City and around the country and the globe. People who have been involved in the story from the beginning, fighting the info war. The agenda that was tried to push down the throat to the American people following the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, A Noble Lie is available at the info shop. Highly advise you pick it up. It's, as I have been told time and time again, the best expose of the Oklahoma City bombing produced thus far. And Chris Emery is the narrator and producer, but he's the voice of A Noble Lie. Chris?
It was basically 12 years in the making, and we used a lot of the information in the Bombing Investigation Committee. Folks, if you really want a good review, at least a what they call a primer of the case, please go ahead and get a copy of this. You will be amazed at the information on there. We're looking at doing a follow-up for the next anniversary in 2013 to add more clips, extended interviews. So next year is even going to be we're taking the next step. And this thing is sold absolutely amazing. 21 different countries, foreign countries, very well here in the U.S. Thanks, of course, in large part to Alex Jones and his staff. It was a huge jump start on it. And we were very honored to be accepted at 4 different film festivals in a 5-month period of capturing the best picture feature documentary honor at the Bare Bones Film Festival in Oklahoma. And so it's just taken off like great guns. And the information, I guess, is what really it speaks for itself. And I was very honored to work with the film crew.
Yes, it was very pleasing to see the reception by the like-minded community. That was very pleasing to see that they approved our efforts and they appreciated the information that we had to show them about the bombing. But we've also experienced some recognition from the filmmaking industry itself, which is pleasing to know that we did produce a very good product. And it's been recognized in several film festivals and won awards. And so I think that one of the primary reasons that we tried to get the documentary out in this time, right before the year 2012, was not just to expose the lie that is the official story of Oklahoma City, but to expose the methodology of the false flag attack. That because people who are guilty, perpetrators who are still walking around, were not held accountable, by definition, it will happen again. It has happened again. And recently, in recent days, we may be looking at its manifestation. And we'll be having our guests on, Andrew Griffin of Red Dirt Report, Stephanie Sledge of thegovernmentrag.com, to be talking about the Colorado shooting, the Tucson shooting, and the implications for tomorrow. So thank you for joining us on the Alex Jones Show.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am not Alex Jones. I am Holland van den Noordhoff, guest hosting today, Friday, July 27th. Joined by Chris Emery, my fellow producer on A Noble Lie. It is our pleasure, like I said, to be in Alex's studio here in Austin, Texas, and being able to present this information from this pulpit, this not the ballot box or the cartridge box, but the preacher's box, talking about the issues that are very important. And like I said, it's been a pleasure and an honor to be here. Chris, Chris introduced me to the tangy tangerine this morning. I said, I really need something to keep me on ball today. I really don't want to lose my train of thought. And I'm always reluctant to jump on the bandwagon of anything. And I've heard a lot about tangy tangerine and the longevity products. But I must say that I can feel it. And this is the first time I've tried it. And Chris, you went jogging around Town Lake this morning.
I went jogging, got up extra early, and I basically have a daily regimen. I'll go jogging at least 5 days a week, do the Tangy Tangerine, do the Rebound first, Tangy Tangerine twice a day, and also have the Majestic Earth and Longevity. And I was turned on to it by Deborah Stevens, Richard Reeves with the InfoWars team. Over the last 35 years, I've been approached on different, trying to market different products. This is the first one that I really locked into. And the reason being is not only because Alex and his staff are carrying it, and I believe in the product, that I actually contacted. A lot of folks may not be aware of this, but I actually was a photographer with NCAA football in the NFL for 9.5 years. 2 weeks ago, I got on the phone with two of the guys, trainers that I kept in touch with over the years. They went on to basically work in the pro ranks. And I says, what about this longevity product? And no sooner than I got the word longevity out of my mouth, it says, if you have a chance to market this product, please do so. And they said, the main reason is it is a plant-based supplement.
This is what the trainers are saying, the professional trainers.
Both of them, one owns a very successful chain of workout clubs in Chicago and Milwaukee, and the other one in Atlanta. They don't even talk to each other anymore. And I got this the same summary from both of them within a matter of about 20 minutes talking to them on the phone. And I says, that's it. I'm locking and loading on this. And I tell you what, folks, I reached a threshold. I was losing weight when I came back from Australia. I was about 25 pounds overweight. I got to a threshold, and I couldn't get below that threshold. And I lost another 7 pounds getting on longevity. My food bill has been cut in half. I'm eating better. I'm feeling better. I have a lot more energy during the day. And, folks, this is the real deal. You have got to lock onto this. And InfoWarsTeam.com has all the information, so I encourage you to do it. And I'm a perfect example of what's going on.
Yeah. And given the huge amount of products on the market, I mean, there's probably a million different supplements that promise a million different things, which is one reason that it's hard for me to jump on board with anything, because it's so hard to discern what is genuine and what is not. So we're hearing this feedback from professional trainers, guys who have no dog in the hunt, except they're in the market, so they must advocate the products that actually work and produce results.
Exactly.
And apparently they are top of the line. So I'm a believer now, and not only because of the testimony, because I had some this morning for the first time, just a little. I didn't want to overdo it and be bouncing off the walls, but I am a believer. And given these days where we are under constant environmental and chemical assault, we are being bombarded by toxins left and right. Mm-hmm. Our food is not nurturing. It's not giving us the nutrients that our bodies need. We need something to overcome, not just trying to watch our eating habits, because it's hard just to go to the grocery store and pick out the right foods, even if they're organic and pesticide free. You're still dealing with a lot of problems with the environment and the toxins that you deal with on a daily basis, from the light bulbs in your house to the smart meter.
Exactly.
That's pumping out radiation every second of the day that you're in the house. You need the genuine, natural stuff that's going to take you over the top to try to overcome that as much as possible. Mm-hmm. We need every advantage we can. So obviously, go check out the longevity products at the info shop and get ahead and live long and prosper. Because obviously, I was having a discussion last night with Deborah Stevens about this. There is no way that most of the stuff that is basically the products and the food that we ingest, it cannot be an accident. This is the 21st century. It's not like they can't figure out that the Curly Q light bulbs emit mercury at a constant basis, poisonous gases. I mean, the one thing that they chose to replace the incandescent light bulb is also one of the most poisonous devices ever put on the market.
One of the key things that people have to remember is that right now, a lot of folks are not eating actual food. They're eating food products or that are imitations of food. So what longevity does, it breaks it down to the basic building blocks of the nutrition that's coming from the plants. Mm-hmm. And I was turned on to good nutrition about 25 years ago. This is taking it to a whole new level. And I got to know a lot of those trainers. And I was on my way to actually becoming an overweight person. And, you know, at my age now, I would have been probably beyond the point of return. What I encourage you folks to do is get on the InfoWarsTeam.com website, get onto the longevity button, and just see what they have. And it's not only the food supplements, but, I mean, the Safe Cosmetics. There's a lot of other, coffees and so forth. And this is the stuff that's the real deal. It comes from the Mother Earth, and it's not processed and not synthetic. I know Alex and his team have done a lot of good research on this, and this is a company you can trust.
Exactly. So get on board, get healthy, because we need as many healthy and awake info warriors out there as possible. And we need every advantage we can. Today on the Alex Jones Show, we're going to have a couple of guests on. The first one is going to be Andrew Griffin of the RedDirtReport.com. And he is going to be looking at the shooting in Aurora in the light of what we know to be true about deep state operations, false flag operations. This government, this regime's capability and capacity and proven dirty hands in using mass murder, in executing mass murder to execute a political agenda. And unfortunately, the shooting in Colorado, I don't want it to be this way. When it first happened, I was like, you know, I'm tired of the false flag attacks. I'm tired of this being ramrodded by blood down our throats. But we cannot walk away from the facts that there are a lot of fishy things with the shooting in Aurora, including with the suspect, his connections to mind control research. And they are deep. If you look at Wayne Mattson's work on James Holmes' connections to
very mysterious,
yes, NIH funding and so forth. The first thought that struck me was, you know what? There's not a whole lot of people in this country, in this world, who are involved in mind control research. And then one of them just happens to shoot up a theater in Colorado at basically the most politically advantageous time for the establishment, when Operation Fast and Furious is exploding on the headlines, despite the best efforts of the mainstream media, when apparently the Congress is voting on a UN gun control ban next week. We cannot avoid a train of coincidences that point to an agenda.
It's you try to wrap your mind around this, Holland, and you look at the perpetrators, you look at the events, and you have to look at the bigger picture. And a lot of you viewers that, and listeners that are regular, some of the new ones, this is not something we're making up. You have to look at the real world application. They want to take our rights away, and it's a trickle method. And before you know it, it's going to end up being a tsunami. You're going to wake up one morning and say, wow, what happened? We have the opportunity to reverse this. And every single time something like this happens, whether it be Oklahoma City or the shooting, please do your research, find out the facts, and see who the people are behind the mask or behind the curtain. What's going on? Who's controlling all of this? And
yes,
you get your answers.
Exactly. And let's give credit where credit due to the information warriors out there. I mean, the brass casings from the shooting were barely warm on the theater floor before information was already being produced by independent journalists, bloggers, talk show hosts, and so forth, that indicted the official story, that called into question what we were being told. And this is a testament to the strength of our movement. And the effect that we're having in the information sphere is that we can counter the propaganda almost as soon as it comes out. And I often think that it's kind of a double-edged sword, mm-hmm. this information revolution that we're winning.
We've got Aaron Dykes' article, excellent article.
Yes, we're going to be going over that.
Treaty.
Exactly. So. And it's a double-edged sword, because the more that we expose their agenda and wake people up, frankly, the more desperate they become to implement that agenda, and desperate psychopaths are a dangerous prospect indeed, and you see things like this happening. I often wonder if we just kind of accepted everything and let ourselves be led into the long, dark night of oppression, would it be easier for us? Obviously not. We've got to fight. We've got to fight this information war, and that's what we're doing here, and it's our pleasure to do on the Alex Jones Show. Yes, Aaron Dykes did do an excellent article. Look it up on Infowars.com. Bombshell: leaked UN gun treaty does ban guns. Well, obviously, it's not like the UN's been a strong proponent of gun rights ever. Besides states, besides nation states, they can have all the weapons they like, but individual citizens cannot.
I living in New Mexico, was able to carry a handgun in the mountains, and it was more for protection. We had a lot of wildlife issues up there, black bear and so forth, wildfires running rampant. So, but, you know, that's one level. And then to have Obama, 3 days ago at a political fundraising speech or whatever it was, say, well, you know, the Second Amendment deals just with hunting and so forth. It's like he has absolutely, I know he knows what the Second Amendment is.
He was a constitutional professor.
So it's not like he's dumb, but he knows there's an agenda that he's trying to ram through. And we're the last bastion on Earth besides, I believe, Switzerland that can actually have.
We're the only superpower or major power where the citizens are to a real extent allowed to own firearms.
So why are we going to give up our gun rights? I lived in Australia for 2.5 months. It's horrible. Those people over there can't own a gun unless it's specifically licensed for a hunting club. That's ludicrous. I can't even imagine.
That was based on another false flag attack, the shooting. Where was that, Chris?
Let's see here. Down in
Tasmania.
Yes.
Oh, another false flag attack, most likely. And that shooter, if you look at pictures of the shooter in Tasmania, all wild-eyed, wild-haired. In fact, they're repeating the same formula for this shooting.
Exactly.
Anyways, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Holland Van Den Oerenhoff. I'm joined here by my guest co-host, Chris Emery. And we'll be back on the other side. Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator, to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition, by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes, by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've been discussing recent events. If you've been listening, you know that we are producers for A Noble Lie, which is available at the Info Shop, looking at the Oklahoma City bombing. in the light of suppressed evidence that exposes the official story to be a cruel myth. And knowing what we know and knowing what we've discovered over the years in relation to Oklahoma City and related events, when you look at the first bombings at the Twin Towers in 1993, 2 years prior to the Oklahoma City bombing, an attack that was executed by a Ryder truck with an ammonium bomb, which later played out in Oklahoma City. And then you see that the bombing in 1993 was exposed by CBS News and the New York Times as a fraud that the FBI had provided live explosives to the informant to carry out the attack. Knowing what you know and what we know about these false flag attacks, we cannot turn away from what has occurred in Colorado and look at that horrific event through that lens. I don't want it to be that way. It'd be much easier if it was just a lone gunman, a wild man that we can, you know, lock away for life and problem solved. But unfortunately, it is not so. And we will have on two guests right after this. We're going to have on Andrew Griffin of RedDirtReport.com to discuss some of the anomalous aspects of the shooting in Colorado and the implications for what appears to be the agenda behind that, which is gun control. And Aaron Dykes of InfoWars, he put out an article yesterday or today. I highly suggest you look it up. If you want to do your homework on the UN gun control treaty that is being voted on about a week and a half after the Colorado shooting, imagine that. This Congress hasn't debated or entertained a gun control issue in quite a long time. But now we have this horrific shooting to frame that debate in. And there are some interesting provisions. I highly suggest you, this is an extensive article. He did his homework. I highly suggest you go through and check it out, but pay a special attention to Article 15, which is to be voted on by Congress. And it is subtitled International Assistance. And I quote directly from the article here. In fulfilling the obligation of this treaty, state parties of the state, that meaning agencies to include the military and the police agencies, parties of these states, these nation states, may seek legal assistance, legislative assistance, technical assistance, institutional capacity building, material assistance, or financial assistance to implement the edicts of this treaty.
You're going to have foreign troops showing up in your neighborhood, coming door to door, kicking your door down if you don't want to let them in, and then take your firearms, and you're unarmed. You have no way of defending yourself.
That's well, a general insane. Rule when looking at any kind of law or treaty that is passed by the government is to look at the language and see what's allowed with your wildest imagination. What can you get away with under this language? And then take it a step further, and that's what's going to happen, because they always exceed their mandate or the legal boundaries of whatever mandate they're operating under anyway. So they're going to go farther than this by definition, by their past behavior. Furthermore, state parties shall assist in investigations, prosecutions, judicial proceedings in relation to the violations of the national measures implemented to comply with obligations under the provisions of this treaty. And of course, if that's not wide open enough, at the very end they say, and may provide other forms of assistance as needed. So they can just pretty much do anything they want.
It's an open-ended clause, yeah. And I can't see the states giving up the states' rights on, I mean, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Montana, Wyoming.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy capitulation.
If there's ever an argument for getting involved at the state, local level, it is now. Obviously, you need to call your congressman. You need to call your congressman and tell him that if he votes for this UN gun control treaty, that you and all your friends and all your activist organizations and every media outlet that you can call up, you're going to be out on the streets making sure that this person no longer represents you in Congress or in this government. Because this is an abrogation of the Second Amendment. And the thing is, the one time, whenever we do lose our guns, if that happens, we are never getting them back. It's not going to be a temporary lull. Once we lose them, they're gone. Once a bureaucracy to enforce a law has been established, it does not go away.
Several articles on InfoWars earlier this week, there has been not only a slight uptick, but a massive surge in gun sales after this catastrophe in Aurora. And that's a sign people understand.
Conversely, I mean, Obama's his worst enemy. I mean, every time they get out there and they start talking about gun control, start buying stock in gun companies, because gun sales go through the roof, and with good reason. Let's go to the gun store after this. Anyways, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Holland Van Den Ornoff, joined by Chris Emery. We'll be right back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
We're gonna stand our ground.
Back down.
I had to listen to that. That is inspiring music. Do not back down. That is not how we got to where we are with establishing this country as a repository of human individual rights. Freedom. We did not get that way from backing down, and there is nothing to be gained, everything to be lost by backing down from the war that has been declared upon us. I mentioned earlier in the show that we were under chemical and biological assault through our toxins in the environment and the food that we are supposed to be eating, but we're also under physical assault, I'm afraid, and we saw that in Colorado with the recent shooting, the Batman shooting, the horror in Aurora. And we have our next guest on right now, Andrew Griffin of the Red Dirt Report. Andrew, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Holland.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us.
Andrew is a good friend of Chris and I's. He is also broadcasting and reporting from Oklahoma City. And you've done a lot of good work recently, and you've also been focusing a lot on the recent apparent false flag attack in Colorado. You featured Wayne Mattson's excellent report on James Holmes's connections, probable connections to DARPA, to mind control. And like I said before, people, there's not a whole lot of people in this country who are working on DARPA mind control programs, and just one of them happens to just shoot up a theater in Colorado at a very politically opportune time. And I can put up with a few coincidences, a couple of them, but when they start adding up together and they point towards a purpose, I've got to start asking questions and see if the game is rigged, and I believe it is. So what do you think? What are your thoughts on what is happening and the fallout from Colorado, Andrew?
Well, Holland and Chris, I woke up on the morning of July 20th, and I just had a bad feeling. And I tune into cable network, and sure enough, there's a shooting that's occurred. It was about 4:30 in the morning, and they're already reporting about this shooting in Aurora, Colorado. I immediately started researching this. The British newspapers, of course, they're, you know, 7 hours or so ahead of us, so they had more detailed information about it. And, you know, I immediately thought back to what happened in Tucson, Arizona last year, January of 2011, with Jared Lee Loeffner. And I immediately started researching this event. The shooter's name eventually came about. There were all sorts of, you know, rumors, reports. There was a second gunman, that there was a, you know, the smoke bomb. There was a diversion. The gunman allegedly had gotten a phone call and opened the emergency door in the back of the theater.
That was actually perhaps an accomplice, as I watched that CNN clip, and it was made pretty clear that he received the unknown person, the John Doe number two. Imagine that. Except it was in a dark theater, so I guess we can't get any good eyewitness descriptions, unlike Oklahoma City.
Well, right. Yeah. And it's interesting. There is a young woman who the media seems to be drawn to, who says she had a clear description of the gunman. She, like a number of people in the Tucson incident last year, seemed to give this detailed information, whereas the police, if you listen to the police radio recordings, they're clearly looking for two people. There was a report of a man with a plaid shirt on,
a blue checkered shirt.
Correct. So, you know, clearly, and you always have to pay attention. I learned this from 9/11 that morning, to always look at the initial reports, study them closely, try to record them, and then compare them to what eventually comes out within the next couple of hours and days. The story always changes, as we saw here in Oklahoma City with the mm-hmm. reports of a multiple, you know, another bomb being removed from rubble. So we have to watch this. We have to stay on top of these stories. And that's why I immediately began typing a story. You can find it on reddirtreport.com. It's called Midnight Massacre in Theater Number 9. And as I told you, Holland, before this number 9 really struck with me, because that always comes up, number 9. You know, remember the Beatles White Album? They had the Revolution Number 9. This was a trigger. Was the Batman Dark Knight Rises, was that a trigger? Was there something in the film? There was all these triggers. Bane, you have the Joker. He thinks he's the Joker. He thinks he's in some sort of alternate reality, which goes in line with what he was studying.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is I saw the ABC News. They got a hold of a video where the young suspect, James Holmes, is discussing when he was 18 years old, working on his National Institutes of Health grant, one of six people in the country to be awarded that grant. Apparently is pretty lucrative. He was working on what he termed temporal illusions. And he described it as a project that he was working on himself, fusing, in his words, fantasy and reality. So we had this kid working on this project that involved the neurosciences, fusing reality and illusion. And then a couple years later, this same kid believes he's the Joker and shoots up a movie theater. So in my mind, the question I have is, was he
was he made to believe that he was actually living in a movie? And from what all the photographs and video that have come out so far of him in custody, it looks like he still thinks that way.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, if you look at Paul Joseph Watson's reports on this, the guy thinks he's, you know, living in some sort of alternate reality. He's done some excellent work on researching what's going on here. I got a report yesterday from a reader in Australia who was saying, you know, we're hearing that this guy's in jail and says he doesn't even know what he's doing there or what happened. I mean, this totally echoes, as Paul Joseph Watson wrote, this is like Sirhan Sirhan, you know, who shot, allegedly, they say, Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. I think 1968 was a big year for a lot of these things. And right there in Austin, Texas, you had Charles Whitman, the Texas Bell Tower massacre there at UT. And, you know, he said in the days prior to going crazy on August 1st, 1966, that he was not feeling like himself. Something was wrong. There was, you know, he went through some naval program. Although he was a Marine, he went through a naval program. And we don't know a whole lot about what happened there. That was in the early 60s. So, just as we have, not that James Holmes was in the military, but, you know, there was his father.
Well, his father was working with DARPA in cognitive development sciences, you know, and that is the military. That's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And DARPA is the tip of the spear when it comes to spooky mind control and military technologies. And in fact, his father was working on the so-called Super Soldier Program, transhumanism. Taking the human body and the human senses and enhancing them through cybernetics, cyborg technology, and so forth to produce a super soldier, someone who could kill people more effectively. And then his son, who's also working in the neurosciences, shoots up a theater under the illusion that he had been talking about for years that he was the Joker. So I go ahead.
No, that's correct. And you have, I mean, you could look, there's so many layers to this onion of what happened at that theater in Aurora. And going back to through the Holmes family, you have, I would say, there is a political link with the current administration, with the president's links to a congressman in the district that is represented in Aurora. He was there in 2006. What's interesting is that Dr. Robert Holmes, that would be James Holmes's father, his father was involved in what they think are some
Military intelligence,
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, military intelligence with the Turks in Turkey.
Yeah, he took advanced language training and was sent to Turkey, which is a crucial NATO ally. It's on the front lines with the Soviet Union. So when someone in the military takes advanced language license and gets sent to Turkey, they are military intelligence.
Well, right. And what got me to thinking was that President Obama's mother, there's pictures showing her of being possibly in Lebanon. They think that Stanley Armour Dunham, that was the grandfather of the president, was in a similar program in the Middle East. So you have these connections there. But, you know, that's just one part of it. And so there may be a link with Colorado. You have Buckley Air Force Base, which as I was looking into it, let's see, well, I can't find it right now, but they have space-based weaponry programs. They study all sorts of things related to space. It's very secretive.
And here's another thing about these shootings. They've both occurred in counties where the police departments and the sheriff's departments are heavily militarized. Aurora obviously just made headlines before the shooting a couple weeks before when Judge Napolitano called them out and said that their unconstitutional and illegal detainment of dozens of people at a road stop looking for a bank robbery suspect. Napolitano called them out.
Which is
on
a surprise
that.
Coming from her.
Yeah, from him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the police officers were going barrel first, searching cars, women, family, children. And then we look at the Tucson shooting, which happened in Pima County, Arizona, which, of course, is where the Jose Guarena shooting happened, where a SWAT team shot a Marine over 100 times,
right,
because he was responding to a disturbance outside his house when they did a no-knock search warrant. For frivolous reasons, it was probably an illegal warrant, and they found nothing incriminating to indicate this honorable man who had served his country and the military was a criminal at all. So we're seeing like this justification
of the police states, because these events are happening in these areas where there's a lot of federal grant money controlling the methods and methodology and how law enforcement deals with the people.
Well, you know, on reddirtreport.com, I linked a story from the Oklahoman, the large daily newspaper here in Oklahoma City, ironically owned by Philip Anschutz now, where
the Anschutz Medical Facility.
Exactly. So you have that strange connection. But the story, the top story, is feds arrest Oklahoma high school student who bought guns, talked of hiding bodies. So you already have this copycat effect taking place, and that's something that a guy I follow, his name's Lauren Coleman. He writes a blog called the Twilight Language Blog. He had been actually talking about something possibly happening July 20th. It's a little strange, but he said there would be – it was a Bane connection, the villain in the new Batman film. And, of course, Bain Capital, which has been in the news because of the connections with Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential candidate.
The connections with Mitt Romney ran it, Bain
right.
Capital.
Right. Well, exactly.
And when someone releases a movie in 2012, which is an election year, featuring a Bain character, mm-hmm. the writers, I mean, they're not operating in a cocoon. They know what's going on in the world. I think there's a reason for that.
Right. And if you look at some of the promotional films for, like, Mountain Dew, Soda Pop, there is a very strange backwards sort of reverse filming techniques taking place in this film while incorporating scenes from the Batman film and some strange things being repeated over and over. Could that have been a trigger thing? What was the thing?
Well, at the very least, I think these things are implanted in the public consciousness beforehand, these little seeds that will sprout once they're given nourishment by the attack, perhaps. We're seeing that time and time again. The predictive programming is to activate these triggers. I mean, what we're looking at, people, is this is the year 2012, this is the 21st century, and MKUltra, as we knew it, as we know it in the public domain, supposedly ended in the late 60s. We know this to be untrue, but the technology has been developing since at least 50 years ago, when we were told it stopped. We know that it's grown very advanced, very sophisticated. They're not just pulling things out of the wind these days. They have a proven methodology, and they don't take any shortcuts. They have manuals for this stuff. And I have no doubt that at the very least, the timing of this is fishy. The circumstances are fishy. We have eyewitness accounts. And obviously, one must always take eyewitness accounts with a grain of salt.
Right.
This is part of the investigatory process. We've dealt with this ourselves in investigating the Oklahoma City bombing. A lot of times you deal with eyewitness accounts that don't quite match up, and that's human nature. But you do not discard these eyewitness accounts without reason. And until the official agencies come up with a very good reason to discard the reports, multiple, of someone receiving a phone call inside the theater before the shooting, and then propping open the door, I have to say that there's probably substance to that if they are discarding it.
Well, you know, there was something I wrote about, in fact, in the days prior to the shooting, and it had to do with the, as you may recall, in 1984, July 18th, 1984, there was a massacre at a McDonald's restaurant mm-hmm. in San Ysidro, California, which is a suburb of San Diego. Of course, we know about the military influence in that area.
Oh, yes. I was based in Camp Pendleton, just north of San Diego.
Right. So you had James Huberty shoot up the McDonald's, children, men, women, everybody. 22 were killed, I believe, as I recall. I remember that distinctly that summer because it was right before the Olympics. Everyone was watching, waiting for the Olympics to start.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a major massacre happen in the U.S. in a city-controlled, really military-influenced community.
Oh, it's military-controlled, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then you have this happening, I believe, 7 days before, about 7 or 8 days before the Olympics start, this time in London, which I've been writing about as well. And, of course, there's a lot of people are very on edge about this particular Olympics this year because of threats of terrorism and so forth. And
Alex and his team have done an excellent job in exposing the security lapses and perhaps purposeful lapses in the security with G4S in London, and the whistleblower talking about the fact that security was a joke, that they were literally just walking guns and knives through these scanners that weren't even turned on, that it was just a big charade, and that they actually spent more time talking about a proposed evacuation of London in the event of a major terrorist attack, like this was a probability, not just a contingency plan. They spent more time talking about that. The whole thing about the London Olympics is that we're seeing a lot of indication that something may happen, which makes me look at it in the, we haven't really, most of the predictive programming that has been discovered is usually after the fact. Now, is because of all this information from London coming out because we're getting better? Or is it some kind of advanced disinfo program? I don't know. We'll see. I don't make predictions because, you know, obviously that can go wrong. Mm. But if something does happen in London, and we had the shooting, just like in the San Ysidro shooting in the early 80s, right before the L.A. Olympics. And if they're doing that, obviously that is to repeat the formula. And that was one of the first modern mass shootings, and a lot of gun control action was taken after that. So one cannot deny the timing on so many levels.
Well, and as you and Chris and I know, we respect Dave McGowan's work, his book, Program to Kill. I always use that as a reference book because he is very, very thorough in his investigation of mass murder, serial killers, and so forth.
Exactly.
So that is a good reference.
We're going to break right now, folks. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in no time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting a course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are talking to Andrew Griffin of the RedDirtReport.com. We are discussing the shooting in Tucson, Arizona. It's likely connections to mind control, and it's likely agenda. Andrew, what do you see in the future? What do you see developing in terms of gun control right now? I mean, that appears to be the agenda, everything. The gun control treaty, Fast and Furious, which is a big deal. Mm-hmm. They had to have something to overcome Fast and Furious. That's the thing. Whenever the feds get their hands caught dirty with blood on their hands, just like Oklahoma City, which was 2 years after Waco, they have to come up with another tech that they instigate on their own to cover up the blood they have shed. And frankly, I think that Aurora is their cover, trying to make us ignore the blood they have on their hands from at least 2,000 people who have perished at the hands of guns that were smuggled into Mexico by the largest gun smuggler in American history, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So what do you see, Andrew?
Well, as I noted earlier, Lauren Coleman of the Twilight Language blog, he's followed this thread basically with what's going on in Aurora. He calls it a Red Dawn event. If you know the name Colorado, color red, you have Aurora meaning dawn. You have so you see something there on a more synchronistical level. And I think that they use that as a trigger moment to come after guns, but I also think they want a confrontation. I think that's what they're building towards. You see so many things happening, especially along the U.S.-Mexico border. The border's wide open, yet we're sending troops overseas still to Afghanistan and trying to keep that disaster ongoing. Everything you would think they would do, they're doing the exact opposite. So clearly it's going to bring us to a breaking point where I think something big is going to happen. I think this was just part of that greater operation, and that there will be more
in the strategy of it's a strategy of tension.
Mm-hmm. Strategy of tension. Absolutely. That's what I see. And, just talking to regular people, they sense something. They sense something major is wrong around the world. I heard the song Ball of Confusion by the Temptations yesterday, and it made me think, the lyrics talk about just things are just out of control. No one knows what's going on. You have politicians saying that they're going to save you or do this or that.
Well, 2012 is in large part being at least pumped up as some kind of pivotal year, and it is in many ways. Of course, it's not the end of the world as we know it. I'm not getting into the Mayan prophecies at all, but on many levels it is. We have the presidential election. We have the economy that is on the tipping point. I mean, it's being artificially sustained right now just to keep us afloat through the election, so they know it doesn't affect the politics too much, because they do have an agenda to get through. And I do think they want Obama to serve a second term, because just think of what he's got away with in the first term. When he's in the second term and he's a lame duck and he's got nothing to lose, boy, watch out. And if gun control gets passed, implementing the healthcare program, it's going to be an interesting time. But you're right.
And you all mentioned the Martin Bryant shooting in Tasmania in the 90s. Look what happened in Australia right after that.
One shooting. It's not like Australia had suffered a rash of gun crimes. That's never occurred there. But then after one outrageous shooting under impossible circumstances, I recall one of the special forces officers saying that was better shooting than he could do. We're out of time, Andrew. As always, it's been great. Give the audience your website.
Yeah, it's Red Dirt Report, reddirtreport.com.
Thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this with Stephanie Sledge.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge.
We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.